Okay. Okay, let's get going. First, a scheduling note. If we could make Sunday half an hour earlier, instead of, let's make it 11:15 Sunday. Okay, just pass the word around when people trickle in also. That Sunday will be at 11:15, and we'll finish a little bit earlier. Okay. Okay, just a few, just quick points before we continue with the read. First, just a note that... how do we want to start here? Yeah, okay. With regard to Rabbeinu Tam, so basically I suggest there are different Rabbeinu Tam, Rashi, Rabbeinu Chananel, as we call it. So we discussed three formulations and also several suggestions how they work. Whether it's purely halacha mitzvah b'aveira, but yush kedi is kani legamri, or the yush kedi kani is also part of the picture, because there wouldn't have been a problem mitzvah b'aveira if there hadn't been some sort of different quality of kinyan here. And some shiur b'kinyano, even on some level, even went as far as to boldly suggest, although I think it's probably not true, I'm just not sure it's not true, so that's why I'm throwing it out, that maybe there would even be nafkamina in terms of shevach. That would be a spectacular way to get out of the Rabbeinu Tam problem of that Gemara. But even if you don't go that far, but basically my suggestion has been that even to whatever you say, even if you take the view of Rabbeinu Tam in the printed Balei Tosus, which is that it seems to be just a halacha and mitzvah baba veira and nothing else, even then this has to do with shiur b'kinyano in the sense of the shame gazel, and the difference between kinyan yeush and kinyan shini hashem, shini maisa, and possibly even yeush and shini rishus. And that's how I'm suggesting to put the two, if you want to put the two sugyas together, that's the best way to do it. I just wanted to contrast this. Somebody mentioned to me after this year, I didn't get a chance to look at it, that in the Rav Shiurim on Sukkah, maybe in Bava Kamma too, but the person who mentioned it to me mentioned it in regard to the ones in Sukkah, on Mitzvah Baba Veira, so he talks about Rabbeinu Tam and the Ri. Again, I didn't get a chance to look it over since he mentioned it to me, but so it's a second-hand report. So he says that part of the debate between the Rabbeinu Tam and the Ri is whether or not, if you need a shame gozel, if shame gozel is kaveh from mitzvah baba veira, which we're going to discuss in a minute, whether that shame gozel is something which is reflected and which is according to the standards of hilchos zela, I would say choshem mishpat, or that's a special din in mitzvah baba veira itself. He says that's good for the argument between Rabbeinu Tam and the Ri. Namely, the Ri says, if something doesn't have a shame gazel in Hilchos Gzela and Chosh Mishpat, then there shouldn't be a problem in Mitzvah Baba Veira as well. And Rabbeinu Tam says, no, there's a special shame gazel dafka le'inyan Mitzvah Baba Veira. That's apparently, again, I didn't hear directly, this is a second-hand report. That's how the Rav wanted to suggest, or maybe one of the explanations of the machlokas between Rabbeinu Tam and the Ri. So just to highlight, what I was saying was definitely opposite of that, and I'm sticking by it. But basically, what I'm suggesting is, if you want to put the two sugyas together in the lashon Rabbeinu Tam, etc., that Rabbeinu Tam holds that the shame gazel b'cheftza is something that is very much a function of the choshem mishpat and the hilchos gzela. And if it wasn't for that kinyan side of it, then indeed there wouldn't have been the mitzvah haba beira part of it either. So just it's a good way to highlight it, different perspective. Okay, that's number one. As far as the several people asked already, so what do you do with the Gemara on Samach Zion with base the Limud Yesh Takana Ein Lo Takana? According to Rabbeinu Tam, how could that not refer to Shinui Kona? So we discussed and we suggested that if you take the Panim Chadash's Bo Lachan view, and even if you don't, which apparently tells us Rid, and even if you don't go that far, but you just say Yush Gzela Shiny because it continues to be a Chevet HaGazel, and that's the point, especially the point as I'm suggesting it for all the different versions of Rabbeinu Tam, So then that's not a problem at all, whether, again, that those words are part of the limud or they're the application of the limud. So just to point out that there's this teeny little tosis here also, where tosis says this, right? One second. Yeah, Samad Zayin Amid Beis. Tosis was bothered by this question, not particularly for a big time, but he does ask, Afagav Deleisle Takanta, meaning Gezel Dumi De Piseach, that it's possible and there's no takana. Afagav Damar Le'el Gabe Gonav Tlev Nasa Ayel Nasa Shinu Biyanda V'kano Mikamakom Kemo Shehu Leisle Takanta. A very innocent little Tosis, but basically what Tosis is saying is that the difference between Yeush and Shinui is exactly this point, and that is that in Yeush the takana would be, despite the fact that the Chepetz HaGazel remains as it is, the takana would be a legal takana. In the case of Shinui, it's not a legal takana, that's what Tosis is saying. It's a, either Panim Chadosh is Ba'o L'chan, or if you want to go short of that, so it's, it's still the Chepetz HaGazel is in a different state, and it's not, in any case, it's not in its persisting state. So this little line of Tosis is meant really to ask and answer that question. It's just much more dramatic if we also take the view that, Hanami, Rabbeinu Tam's whole halacha is only going to be in something like Yeush Kedi Kani. And again, according to my suggestion, that's exactly what the Gemara itself is saying by connecting it to Yeush Kedi Lo Kani, L'inyan Davar Zeh. So then that's exactly the point, is to contrast it to Shinu. Okay, so that's those first two points just to highlight what we've been talking about until now. Now I want to get into the position of the Ri, and from two perspectives. Number one, to look at it a little bit in terms of the Arsuga, the Yiyush part of it, and then to speak a little bit about the Mitzvah of Abaveira point of view. In Rabbeinu Tam, we had three formulations. Right? One is, whatever the relation to Yiyush Kedi, Kani or Lokani is, but basically, the impact is limited to the psul hakrava of mitzvah haba baveira. That's the printed tosis. Then we had a Rashi in Gittin and some of the formulations of Rabbeinu Tam, which is to go a step further than that, and that is the bailus l'inyin hakrava is lacking. The bailus in hakrava. It's not just the psul hakrava because the bailus in kosher mishpat is lacking, and therefore you have a shame guzzle. But on the contrary, more than that, the bailus l'inyin hakrava is lacking. Or a step further, in Rabbeinu Tam and Sefer Yashar and Rash Mishans and Ramban and Rajba in Gittin, namely, even the hakdasha is compromised or undercut by virtue of the combination of Yush Kedi Lo Kani and Mitzvah Haba Baver. That's the most extreme formulation of Rabbeinu Tam. And we try to explain each of these in its own way. What about the Ri? Now, the Ri does agree that there will be a case of mitzvah b'aveira, not in Yush Kedi, but in Yush plus Shinui Rishus, or plus Shinui Hashem. There will be a chisaron of mitzvah b'aveira. Does that affect the bailus, linyan hakrava, or hakdasha, or is that just a psul of mitzvah b'aveira? That's the question that we're looking at. Now, on the one hand, the Ri does not have to confront the same issues and problems that Rabbeinu Tam encountered, which may have led him to this doctrine, to this conclusion, as subtle and therefore more difficult legally to explain as it is. Namely, according to Rabbeinu Tam, you're always operating with Yush Kedi, and you have this theory of Yush Kedi Kani, Yush Kedi Lo Kani, so if you really take seriously Yush Kedi Kani and at the same time Lo Kani, so the way it expresses itself, it really is a lack of actual kinyan. So at least linyan hakrava, maybe even linyan hakdasha, that's going to be expressed. But according to the Ri, just looking at the evidence, you're really not forced into any such radical conclusion, because when Ula says Yush Kedi Lo Kani, it means very simply, it means, like anybody would interpret, it's not Kone Legamri. And if it's kona then, in the context of yush and shinu yashem or shinu rishus, that doesn't have to fit in with the words yush kidi lo kani. Therefore, it would be kona legamri lekol davar. In other words, this need for subtlety, which is so, so crucial for Rabbeinu Tam, given what he's ambitiously trying to accomplish with these ulas in on Kuf Yudalid, on Samech Vahmed Beis, in Sukkah, Daf Lamed, and Hanizakin, on Nunhei, and Nunhei Vahmed Beis, that whole problem, which is undoubtedly part of what led Rabbeinu Tam to this whole nuanced formulation, doesn't really exist for the Re. Once the Re says, whatever Ula seems to be saying Yish works, it's Yish Vashini Rishos, or Yish Vashini Hashem. Whenever it doesn't work, it's Yish Kedi Kani. It's Yish Kedi and it's Lo Kani, period. So on the one hand, there would be much less motivation to come up with such a view that somehow Mitzvah Baba Avera impacts on Hakdasha and Hakrava, Bailus Linyan Hakdasha Vahakrava, not just Psul Hakrava. Papashtus Mitzvah Baba Avera is just a Psul. It just undermines, it undercuts the kiyum ha-mitzvah. And I think for that reason, we don't find this formulation that for the Re, somehow the bailus l'hakrava or l'hakdasha is affected. You don't find that in the printed Bali Tosis at all. They didn't have it for a bit of time either. But you don't really find it in some of the other places where we do find the Rabbeinu Tam formulated in that more nuanced way. The Ramban in Gittin, the Tosas Shantz, doesn't have this, even though he has the Rabbeinu Tam that way. And as I say, I think it's very reasonable, very understandable, why we don't have it, why we don't have that formulation. There's one place where we seem to have the formulation. That even according to the Re, the Mitzvah Baba Avera, it's an interesting question, the Mitzvah Baba Avera affects the actual Kinyan, the Hakdasha, to some extent at least. Where do we have it? Anybody? Domi? In the Raj Ben Gittin. Raj Ben Gittin seems to have two deos on that question. The first formulation is that even according to the Re perspective, there'll be no Hakdasha. And then he says, Inami, that's why I chose the... There were actually three reasons I chose the Rajba over the Ramban. I didn't want to give you both because, believe it or not, trying to lessen the burden of the Mara Makomos, but the Ramban again. But the Rajba has two or three points that the Ramban doesn't have, and that the Ramban's points are also made in the Makomos on Kuf Yudalet and the Makomos in Sukkah. So that's the reason why we focus on that. So the Rajba here on Runhei Amid Beis has two deos on that point, and it's really quite remarkable because you don't find it anywhere else. Again, it's not necessarily a version of the Re. In this case, I don't really care about the Re, the individual. I care about, just like I didn't so much care about Rabbeinu Tam, Rashi, or Rabbeinu Hananel, I care about the perspective at the moment. When he gives the brought lefikach yesh mefarshim the olam yishkadi leula lokani va'fil lehediot v'hainu dechi lo hikdish mishanta shumidal vehei. The Afagav, the Gabi Karban of a Yish Shin Yashem, the Mekar Chulin Vahashta Hekdesh, the Kamakom Kimid the Betchilas Hekdesho, this is also a very important formulation which we'll get back to. Kimid the Betchilas Hekdesho, Ein Konuloyadayan, Pasle Rachmana la Hakrava, Mishimitsa Baba Vera, Shalom Nigmara, Kniyaso Elaide Hekdesh Mizbeach. Also funny words. Avalashar Hekdesho, Slow Pasle. The Kadosh, there's something wrong here. Mishum deika yeush v'shini Hashem, he's referring to shar hekdeshos. The mikar chulin v'hashte hekdesh. Then he says inami eshlomar da filo hekdesho lemizbeach hekdesho hekdesh da konilo hekdesh beyush v'shini Hashem v'inami beyush v'shini rishus. The only thing is elo de legabi mizbeach pasle rachmana mishum beveisam gazel inami v'karbano v'lo agazel. If you didn't read the Inami, it would be very easy to miss what the first answer implies. When you read the Inami, then you realize, and you read it over a few times, the Rajba's first Deya is that Yeush Vashina Rishus, or Yeush Vashina Hashem, Yeush Vashina Rishus, or Yeush Vashina Hashem, which is the case of Mitzvah Abba Bavera, precludes the Hekdesh from being Chal or from being fully Chal, at least. That is a very interesting Shita. So, as I say, the Nami of the Rajba is not that way, it's like everybody else, but this warrants at least a comment or two. On the one hand, in a way, it's very compelling within the Re. And in one respect, even more than Rabbeinu Tam. Now, Rabbeinu Tam, as we explained, had to deal with all that evidence. Moreover, in the end of the day, if I'm correct about Rabbeinu Tam, which is that the Mitzvah Baba Vera part is connected with, or causes, or both. Maybe there's a, as I say, it starts with Bava Kama, goes to Sukkah, and then goes back to Bava Kama. But if that view of Rabbeinu Tam is correct, so we understand, I say, the impact on Bailus Lakrava and Hakdasha. But from another point of view, take the printed Bali Tosis point of view, but we think that it has nothing to do with Bailus Lakrava Lakdasha, because we're dealing with a situation where the Avera is a thing of the past. And even if it persists in the present as a shame gazel b'cheftza, right, but it doesn't persist in any way that obviously limits the bailus of the kinyanim going forward. So since Rabbeinu Tam is operating with the mitzvah of Avera, which is, can you use a cheftza shel Avera, right, for a mitzvah? We'll discuss that more in a minute. So one would have thought that per se, that has no impact on the hekdesh or the bailus lahakrava. It's a psul lahakrava. Again, we explained, I think, sufficiently why that may not be true when we explain the other shitas. But for, all I'm saying is, in terms of the interaction between the avera and the mitzvah, from mitzvah baba avera, from one point of view, for Rabbeinu Tam, there's less of a reason to impact on the bailus and the hekdesh. But for the Re, one could look at it slightly differently. After all, for the Re, it's the confluence, and we'll discuss the significance of it in a minute, but it is the confluence of the Avera and the Mitzvah that is responsible for the Mitzvah of Avera. It's not just that you are trying to perform this Mitzvah with a Cheftza, which in the past was stigmatized by the performance of an Avera. And since it is more about, if indeed it is more about, at least structurally, is more about the convergence or confluence of these two things, so one might have thought that one should also not just be posel the other, but maybe even preclude the other. After all, the whole point of the Re is that machmas ha kinyan, or machmas ha hekdesh, right, nigmara, Ha'avera, Hakinyan. So you might think, so maybe the Hekdesh shouldn't be Chal, so that can't happen. From that point of view, it makes actually a little more sense in the Re than it does in Rabbeinu Tam to have this consequence. Except that, is that really true? So I think we have to add another point here, and that is, well, maybe it depends. It depends how and why this hashlama or this gemar is taking place. And that's why I think that it is not a coincidence, I can't prove this, that the Rajba of all the Rishonim was the one who adopted this possibility. Because if we take the view, let's say we're to say like the Ramban, that Yeish Shina Rishos is about Hetera Asaliyada. So then basically, the Shina, as we've discussed, the Shina Rishus is not a goreim in the Kinyan, even in the Hashlamas HaKinyan. It's a Hechetimtzi, it's Afsher, it allows for Yeush, finally, Betera Saliyada Dumidaveda to work. But the actual Kinyan is between, or from Yeush, as we've discussed so many times, from Yeush to the Bailus of Hekdesh. So two things, that means two things. Number one, Hekdesh didn't get it from the Gazlan. They didn't even get it from the Nigzal. Let's take the Ramban's point of view. Right? They got it from Yeush. Daveda, for that matter. Dumi Daveda. Moreover, this is the Ramban Lashitaso. Right? The Ramban is the one who in Gittin and in Bava Kama is considering the possibility. Maybe the problem of Hakravas is no Bailam at all. Hektus just gets it. So if Hektus just gets it, and the Shinur Rishus is just a Hechetimtzi, and that's why, as we discussed, for the Ramban, Shinur Rishus Betos is not such a bad thing. Again, there's, I think, remarkable consistency in the Shitos of the Ramban, from Bab Metzia, Chavav Medbeis, to Bava Kama Kuf Yudalid, to Sukkah Daf Lamed, to Gittin Nun Hey. I think you put them all together, they really work out well. And if you put them together, I think you understand them better than each one individually. Initially, it seems like there are some stiras, and when you work them out, the difference between Isur Asal Yado and Ateir Asal Yado, Yush Kedikoni and Yush and Shina Rishus Dumin Aveda, it all works out even better. So for the Ramban, if you were to ask this question, well, is it really true that what we have here is a Maisa Veira causing a Maisa Mitzvah, or vice versa? It at least in such a way that the Shina Rishus itself should be viewed as something which can happen because, or the Hektish can happen because it'll complete that Kinyan Aveira, that Shina Rishus. Not really at all. Right? Because given the Ramban's understanding of the mechanics of how this works, you might have been structurally misled, but once you understand precisely what's going on, the legal dynamic of what's happening here, so what's really happening is, you know, Hechetimtzi Shina Rishus is completing a kinyan that Hektish has between it and a Chefetz in a state of Yusha Maveda. But according to the Rajba of all, that's the Ramban. Okay. Then let's look at Bali Tosis. Right, from the Bali Tosis point of view, as we've discussed, so it's true. Maybe you can begin to talk about this because maybe there's a combination of Yeush and Shina Rishus. Okay. But it's also true that, let's say, the dominant view of Bali Tosis anyway, the reason that you were able to accomplish Shina Rishus is because you're already a Bailim, you want to call it Kniyam Manas Lahaknos or something more than that, you're already a Bailim because of the Yeush Kedi to switch the Rishuyos. So here too, the Shina Rishus, while it may contribute to the Gzela in the sense that it dictates that the recipient, the Lokeach, in this case Hektesh, you know, they don't have either the Hashava based on Maisa Gzela and Cheftza Shog Gzela, or the one based on receiving Cheftza Gazel, Mina Nigzal. But in the end of the day, the Shina Rishus is something for which the Gazlan already had Bailus. It doesn't really complete his Aveira. The one Rishon for whom Yeush and Shina Rishus is really, or the Shina Rishus is really a completion of the Bailus of the Gazlan, is who? The Rajba. The very next lines of the Rajba, after he says the Inami, he says, okay. But then he says, by the way, that's where he says it. Ikashalach, I yush kadilo kani, hechematzi maktishle. And then he gives the answer, Yeshlomar, deshini hashemi, nami shina rishus, kani hekdesho kniyasa boin kiyachad. And then he says, that's exactly where the mitzvah babavera comes in. Because lokani le diyush kedi lokani, they mekani le mishas hek mishum shinui ahu shaita havale mitzvah babavera. So the whole point of the Rajah, and this is what he keeps emphasizing earlier, mikomakom, kiven de betchilas hekdesho, eino kanui lo, referring to the Gazlan. That isn't really true for the Bali Tosis. Therefore, pasle rachmano la hakrava, Mishum mitzvah babavera shalalo nigmara kniyaso el aide hektish mizveah. So the point is that dafka for the Rajba, where it's Yeush Shina Rishus which completes his bailus leinyan koach Shina Rishus, so the Shina Rishus and the gzela come together as one. So I think that's why dafka for the Rajba, there's strong reason to say, you know, maybe since that's what's happening here, mitzvah bavera really dictates that the kinyan will not be nigmar. A kinyan that will be nigmar le mitzvah when it's nigmar l'gzela, that confluence is unacceptable. So that's why I think the Rajba is the only Rishon who has that. For him, the Re is maybe even stronger than Rabbeinu Tam, or can be the equivalent of Rabbeinu Tam, even though it's for a totally different reason. And let's not forget that this is the same Rajba who in Bava Kamma, Kuf Yud Aleph, says that the Ravid and the other Rishonim are wrong. You can't have Shina Rishus from the Gazlan to the Lokeach, or to the Gazlan Sheni, Keneged Ratzon, the Gazlan Rishon. Remember? That's no worse, he said, that's no better than the Shina Rishus from the Nigzal to the Gazlan. You have to have Das Makne from the Gazlan Rishon to the Gazlan Sheni. Absolutely, for the Rajba, that's true, because the whole point is that it's Kniyaso, Ugzeloso, Hashlamas Kniyaso, Barin Kiyachad. So for that very reason, it's just inconceivable to have Shina Rishus in such a way. We put together the Rajbas on one hand, especially contrasting it with the Ramban, where none of this is conceivable. So we understand why the version of the Rajba is that according to the Re, first view of the Rajba would be that the Hekdesh is not even going to be Chal either. Okay. In any case, the mainstream view, though, is that this is not so. Even though Bali Tosis has the formulation that there is a machmas hekdesho, there is kinyano, that's true. But they're not talking about, as Yoni correctly pointed out, necessarily, it's not a completion of the gzela or the bailus le'inyan koach shinu rishus of the Gazlan, unlike the Rajba. So I think the Rajba here is very, very consistent, and he keeps repeating this formulation again and again, like three times, of it wasn't his to begin with, it only becomes his in the end of the process. I'm not going to find it each time, but he has it about three different times here, this idea that he become akum kimit betchila sekdesha in kaniloi pase rachmana sharloi nigmara kniyaso elai de hekdesh mizbeach. Okay. And the Ramban say doesn't have it, the Bali Tosas don't have it, and I think for very understandable reasons. Good. Another ha'ara, just to point out, the Bali Tosas, I say, don't have this, but they do have the formulation that that there is some sort of a confluence or convergence here. We have to discuss that. But Derech Agav, what is that confluence when it comes to Lulav? So Tosa seems to have two deos on that as well in Sukkah. Daf Lamed Amud Aleph, namely, what are the two deos? Rafi, did you see it?
On one hand he says that it has to be Zman.
It's in order for it to be Mitzvah Bavavera. And if the Giyush, Vishinui Hashem, takes place prior, so then there won't be a Mitzvah Ba'aveira. That's what he suggests. Inami? Even if it's on Yontif itself, maybe we should not really compare Yeush and Shinui Hashem when it comes to Hekdesh, Kniyason, Kiyachad, with Lulav. Those are the two deos in the in Tosis, a very interesting Tosis. Firstly, he says, here, Ubekulish shmaitin de lochash mitzvah baver hechad dekani lei, but sinu lemer dekani kodem baguda, afilu man damer de laboy eged, a kani lei kodem yomtov da kati lochal chiva mitzvah, inami afilu biyomtov de lodami lemakdish de chol kinen vehektish biyachad. So both of these points deserve a brief comment. Again, we're not studying Dalad Mina right now, but can't avoid speaking about it for 1 minute. Yeah.
Isn't this contradictory to what he says on the first Tosos on that page? And also
I'll get to that. Okay. I'll get to that. No, it's a very valid question, but we'll get to it just a minute. So the first thing to note is that the Shinui Hashem, remember, we're studying Bava Kama, so we're really interested in Yerush and Shinui Rishos and Shinui Hashem from that point of view. But it's obvious from what we've already seen that how you define Shinui Hashem and Shinui Rishos can also be a vehicle to understanding other areas of halacha. Right? We discussed that already regarding our discussions of Hekdesh show that. Hekdesh Bedek Abayis and Hekdesh Mizveach, right? How much bilus there is. Truma, we mentioned the Ramban the other day, right? How the transfer to Mamon Kuhuna and Mamon HaShevet works, etc. So what is a Shinui Hashem? What is a Shinui Rishus? All these are very interesting issues. So it seems like Tosas thinks, at least one day of Tosas, that even if you hold Lulav Ein Tzarech Eged, creating the Minim, even Erev Yom Tov, even according to the Mandomer Ein Tzarech Eged, would constitute a Shinui Hashem. That doesn't constitute a mitzvah Baba Veira doesn't seem very controversial. That it does consist of a Shinui Hashem seems to be the bigger chiddush. One could have said it's too early to create a Shinui Hashem for the Dalad Minim. It's not even Yom Tov yet. No Chalos Dalad Minim until Yom Tov hits. One might have even argued that there's no Chalos Dalad Minim until it's Yom Tov during the day. It's an interesting question about the nighttime of Sukkos. Right? To what extent does the Shem Dalad Minim, the fact that we're Omed L'Mitzvah, it's a Yom in which there'll be Mitzvah, that's an important question. It comes up, for example, in issues of Shechayanu, obviously. Rosh Hashanah asks the question, why the Shechayanu that you make on the Yom, on Kedushas HaYom, why doesn't that also relate to the Lulav? Does the fact that you can't take it now, is that relevant? Is no shame mitzvah till the next day, or just no kiyama mitzvah till the next day? And which of those is ma'akev for Shechayanu or other such things? It comes up in the issue of dichui as well, whether you consider something to be the dalad minim to be the rule of dichui b'mitzvos. Does that apply on the night as opposed to the day? But that certainly wouldn't apply on Erev. So there's a question, when is the Cheftza Shel Mitzvahs Dalad Minim exist with respect to various halachos, whether it's Dichui, or Mitzvah Baba Veira, or simply Shinui Hashem? So here the one Chiddush is, that Tosfos is saying, Le'inyan Shinui Hashem, that can already exist Erev Yom Tov. One could have said, no, maybe only Yom Tov, or maybe even only through the day of Yom Tov. Im Kvar Az Kvar becomes a Mitzvah Baba Veira issue, meaning if there is a Shem Cheftza already on Erev Yom Tov, so maybe that Mimanushak, that should be already significant enough for Mitzvah Baba Veira too. Or no. Maybe Mitzvah Baba Veira isn't about the shame alone, it's about facilitating or convergence in the Maisa or the Kiyama Mitzvah, which we'll get back to. But that's an issue. Of course, the second element of this Chiddush in the first day of Tosas here is that even if Lulav Ein Tzarech Eged, Tosas is aware of it, they say, Afilu Ein Lulav Ein Tzarech Eged, meaning, I know what you're going to ask me, Tosas is saying, Ein Tzarech Eged, maybe this shouldn't be true. It's true anyway. Okay, so this, of course, is part of another important issue, and that is whether or not the Mandamer holds Lulav Ein Tzarech Eged, but it's a mitzvah and a muvchar, based on Zakei Livan Veyu, so is it just a nice thing to do? In general, it might be a question of Zakei Levan Veyu. Is it always just a nice... It certainly is a nice thing to do. But a nice universal thing to do, Hilchos, Zrizin, and all sorts of things, and one of them is Zakei Levan Veyu. It's not the fun of Basics Parsha, B'mitzvos. Or does it affect the quality of the particular performance? It's not just a universal rule of, showing great exuberance in mitzvos, but it... If you do the mitzvah on a higher level, it's a different kind of a mitzvah. And particularly when it's not just a nicer or more expensive, but it's a different way to do the mitzvah, like Lulav Tzarech Eged. This is a big issue in Lulav Tzarech Eged. In other words, maybe it isn't ma'akev, according to that mandamar, but it's a different way to perform the mitzvah. It's the way to perform the mitzvah individually, or the way to perform the mitzvah as one cheftza. And there's a lot of raya for that as well. It would seem that you have to say, according to Tosis here, that A, there's a shame, dalad minim kodem yom tov, likrat yom tov, maybe only within 30 days, but if you did it on Chanukah, right, it probably wouldn't help. Probably not on Pesach either. Maybe it's only within Shloshim Yom. Maybe it's only Erev Yom Tov. It's hard to know what the time frame is. Moreover, it seems like Eged, even if it isn't Ma'akev, does constitute a different level in the Kima Mitzvah. Inami, Afilu B'Yom Tov, that's already a bigger Chiddush, even a Mitzvah Baba. Even though it's already Yom Tov, there's still no Mitzvah Haba Ba'Avera. Okay. That there's at least a shame B'Cheftza now, more reasonable, but not yet Mitzvah Ba'Avera, again, because not until, he doesn't take distinction between the night and the day either. Right. So what is the distinction between Yom Tov and Makdish, Tuchol Kinyan, the Hekdish B'Yachad? So is it because Hekdesh and Kinyan really are the same issue? Hakna, Kinyan, and they really are boing Kiyachon, and therefore the overlap or the competition is a bigger Mitzvah Bab Avera problem. The presence of the Avera and the Mitzvah, and the Mitzvah and the Avera, is this more pronounced because of this, as opposed to putting together Dal Minim and Choshe Mishpat, Gzela. Is that the idea here? Or is the idea that the Hakadosha is more prominent in the Hakrava than the putting together of the Dalad Minim ever is in the Lula? Is that the point? I'm not sure. I'm just raising the questions. But some of these issues, you know, also touch on our next issue, which is, there are other views in the Rishonim about this topic. I don't want to get into it now because we're not learning them, but since we have the Tosis, I'm making the Ha'aros, and especially these Ha'aros are important for our next issue, which is, what exactly is the relationship required between the Mitzvah and the Avera for Mitzvah Habam Avera? Is it enough to have a Cheftza Shel Mitzvah, which is connected to an Avera, or a Cheftza Shel Avera connected to a Mitzvah? Does there need to be a connection on the Maisa or the Kiyama Mitzvah level? Doesn't matter which direction, the Avera to the Mitzvah to the Avera. It could be that these are some of the issues that are being explored here. Putting together Dalad Minim, in that respect, is totally different than Hekdesh, which is a precursor to Hakrav. Okay. So let's discuss that question a little bit. Okay. The Sheet of Rabbeinu Tam, let's use that as the point of departure, as we discussed it, is that even if the Kinyan is, from a Hedyot point of view, complete, in advance, you'll still have Mitzvah Bav Aveira. So that seems to be operating on two assumptions. Number one, as we discussed, Yeush, Kedi, Kani leaves you with a shame guzzle. And that works nicely with Tzvicha Mechira, extension of Rabbeinu Tam, and everything else that we discussed. But secondly, it assumes that Mitzvah Bav Aveira depends on it's sufficient in Mitzvah Bav Aveira that you are operating with a shame guzzle. Right? As opposed to what? Well, in either extreme, we're assuming that according to Rabbeinu Tam, unlike the Baal Amar, Balamar assumed that if Mitzvah Bav Aveira was lahalacha, then it would apply to Yush Kedikani, to Shinu Imaisa Kani, to Shinu Yush Vashinu Rashus, everything. Right? Hefker Bezen Hefker, everything. That was the Balamar Shita. But Rabbeinu Tam, we're assuming, doesn't hold that way, and he limits his comments to Yush Kedikani. If that's the case, so there are limits. You have to have an existing shame gazel, b'cheftza. The fact that you acquired an object and somewhere in the past, you know, it was ill-gotten, right, per se, does not constitute a mitzvah bav avera. It's pragmatically, I wouldn't have the schefetz in my rishus if I didn't steal it, and now shinui hashem or shinui maisa or yish shinui rishus or Hefker Bezen Hefker, Takana Semerish, leaves it in my Rishus. But the fact is that this wouldn't be the lulav or the karban that was being nikrav or that was being a nital if it wasn't for that past action. Apparently, for Rabbeinu Tam, that's not so terrible. That's not a mitzvah b'aver. For the Balamor, it is. Now again, even for the Balamor, we're not sure. For the Balamor, it is because the Shem Gozel, the Cheftza, always stares you in the face. Even if it's Shinu Maisa and Hefker Bezen Hefker. Or because for the Balamor, any mitzvah that is accomplished by a Cheftza, which was ill-gotten, let's say, is tarnished. Even if there is no present shame. It's hard to know in the Balamor. Does the Balamor push shame guzzle so far? Hard to believe. More likely, that the Balamor has just an expansive view of what mitzvah baba avera would be if it existed. Very ambitious mitzvah baba avera, therefore very easy to prove from the sources that we don't hold of mitzvah baba avera. So Rabbeinu Tam, who disagrees with the Balamor on this point, right? So he says, what exactly? So I think the most obvious way to go in Rabbeinu Tam, like we said, is that in order to qualify for mitzvah baba avera, you need a shem gozel b'cheftza. If you have a shem gozel b'cheftza, then it's mitzvah baba avera. But ill-gotten gains where there's no shame, that's already out of the picture. Okay. It is also possible that Rabbeinu Tam could say, I don't think it's so, but he could say, that the Mechayev really is ill-gotten gains. But there still has to be something, it's the contribution, in other words, rather than the fact that you have a Cheftza Shel Aveira that you're trying to use for a mitzvah. However, there has to be some tziruf, something that's nikar, right now, something staring you in the face, reminding you of that ill-gotten gain or contribution. Otherwise, you know, at some point, we put an end to, you know, to that causal, I guess, causal, that causal line or that causal consideration. It's possible. Now, the question that you're about to ask me is about the previous houses? About
Shaira? I'm actually very excited to hear the answer for that, but I
me too.
Just had more of a, I guess, you know, a simple question.
Okay.
Informational question.
Yeah.
Where do we see this in the Balamor and the Rabbeinu Tam, that one feels that there's, it's about the...
No, all I'm saying is that the Balamors brings rayas that we don't hold, like, we don't believe in mitzvah baba avera. So he brings rayas from Shinu Hashem, Shinu Maisa, Meirish. He brings those rayas, which means that he felt that there would be no difference between Kinyan Yeush and these other Kinyan. All I'm saying is the Balamor is assuming one of two things. He's either assuming that the Shem Gozel applies in those cases as well, right? Even though it's Panim Chadashos Bo'o Lechan, let's say, in which case he just the Ahi and Rabbeinu Tam are arguing on that issue, or he assumes that ill-gotten gains is Mechayiv, even though the shame is Paka Legamri. But I still wouldn't be able to use, I wouldn't have the Skefetz to use for Korban if it hadn't been stolen. Right now it has no shame Gozel, but Lemaisa, I wouldn't be able to mimakar of it otherwise. I think those are two explanations. Now, what would the Balamor say about Sukkah? Now, the truth is, if you look carefully at the Balamor and Sukkah, Noah, we discussed this a little bit yesterday, the Balamor himself, I'm not talking about other Rishonim, what does the Balamor think about Sukkah, She'ena, Sukkah, She'ena, Nigzelis, or Karka, She'ena, Nigzelis of Sukkah?
He thinks that that's a reason to not say Mr. Abba there. Therefore, he thinks that that's also is
careful. The Balamor.
Yeah.
Balamor?
Sure.
I don't think so. That's the only thing that he doesn't ask from. He asks from Meirish.
doesn't have to be from
no. The right. other, that's what I say.
Rabbi relates to him as asking.
Yeah, no, the Rabbi throws in the kitchen sink. Oh, I thought you, I thought, okay. The other is shown.
Yeah.
But, oh, okay. I thought that's who he. The Baal HaMor himself, actually, that's the only thing he doesn't ask from. But it's not a just, you know, just, I don't know, it's Meduya. V'hod etan rabbanan sukkah gzula, Rav Elazar posel v'chom makshirin, u'kimna b'tokev z'chaver v'otzim z'kasa. That, he has no problem with that. Aval gazal etzim v'sichach bahem, diver hakol ein lo elad meitzim bilvad, avd rabbanan tachanta kadin ha-shabim, u'mehachanami shamis delo svir lan prebish shimon bar yochai.
I understand.
The pasal b'lulav ha-gazal v'shimitzav av-aver, sh'im ha-yakein, afilu sukkah, ti pasal b'gozal etzim v'sichach bahem. As opposed to what? The karka. The only question that doesn't bother him is karka. Now that's significant. No, but it's clear. Yeah, he says gazal eitzim and he says agala and rosh svina, which are the exile.
The
Hashlamo thinks that that's... Yeah, the Hashlamo will get to the second. The Hashlamo, the Meiri, which is, I think, mostly a quotation of that. We'll get to that in a second. So the only thing that the Baal HaMor does not think would be mitzvah v'avera in the Gezel world is karka. Why? Because karka and exalus. But it is ill-gotten gains, even if karkein and exalus. Right? I mean, this is a question. Is there an iser ligzolus akarka? According to most Rishonim, there is. Right? We discussed that earlier in the year. Right? There's hasagas gvul in Eretz Yisrael, and there is gzelus karka in Eretz Yisrael and in Chutzla, according to most Rishonim. Again, it's hard to know what the Baal HaMor's view is, which is a iser. There are no kinyanim. There's no shem gazel b'cheftza. There's a machlokus we've shown him about Yeush, which we'll get back to as well, that there's a Ruah and others. But it's telling that the only raya that the Baal HaMor didn't throw into the mix when he was throwing in the kitchen sink is karka. So does that prove that even the Baal HaMor is not really operating so much with facilitating anything that facilitates any act of Iser that facilitates the mitzvah, but that he too requires some sort of chefta shel aveira? The only thing is he argues that any gozel is always remains gozel. Even shinui ma'isa, everything is a shame gozel. That's his argument. Possibly based on that diuk. But as Noah correctly points out, hashlama and the Meiri, some of the other Chachmei Provence, are bothered by Sukkah Gezula too. I mean, even though Karka and Exelis, but there still is an Iser and a Maisa Avera. So maybe you should say that there is, maybe you should say that under these circumstances there is Mitzvah Baba Avera. Okay, that would work better if you held the anything that contributes to this chefetz being used, any ill-gotten gain from an avera cannot be used for a mitzvah. Okay. But as I say, if you, from Rabbeinu Tam's point of view, I think you could say either inochanami contributing to the avera, to the ability to do the mitzvah is the mechayev. However, as I say, it has to be a contribution which is more nikar, and the shame is part of that. But it's not the shame per se, that's just where we draw the line in past history. That's where the past meets the present. There has to still be a remnant. It has to be nikar in some way. Then we could say, oh, you just can't use this avera to do the mitzvah. But it's a facilitating mechayev. Or is the idea in Rabbeinu Tam that chefza shel aveira per se is also a mitzvah? Nothing to do with the contribution. Nafkamina might be if you don't have a chafta shel aveira, but you have an aveira, if it's still considered nikar enough. Okay. And could be other nafkamina, as we'll soon see, as well. Now, partly, this has to do with how you read the previous Tosis on the Daf. This is what Noah was asking me about the other day, and Michael is referring to earlier as well. Right, Tosis earlier on Lamed Amud Aleph discusses two problems which are very, very important. They're litmus tests for issues of mitzvah b'aveira. But again, unfortunately, everything is a little bit complicated, but at least they are very important cases. One is Ashera, and the other is Teva. The background being that the Gemara gives reasons why Ashera is psula for the Dalet Minim. Ketute Mechtat Shiure. Why not simply say Mitzvah B'Aveira? That's one issue. The other issue being Tevel, Gemara in Psachim, Lamed Hei, Yamed Beis, and Lamed Vav, Lamed Aleph, the Gemara struggles to find reasons why Matzah Shel Tevel cannot be used for the Mitzvah of Matzah. Right? The Gemara comes up with all sorts of very fascinating Shaka Vatari, actually. Kol She'yeshu B'Bal Tochal Chametz, Bilvad, whether it's connected to Yisur Chalisa, or even if you hold Yisur is Chalisa, but it has to be Bilvad. Very fascinating Gemara. And the Rishonim, Tosas and Sukkah, Daf Lamed, Amud Aleph, and the Rishonim in Psachim, they are Lamed Hei Amud Beis, and Lamed Vav Amud Aleph, and also some Rishonim in Sukkah, on Daf Tes Amud Aleph, all ask the question, what's the Gemara working so hard? Why not simply say, Matzah Shel Tevel cannot be used L'mitzvah, because it's a mitzvah, Haba, Baveira. End of story. So, the truth is that both Asherah and Tevel have its mitzvah b'aveira advocates. Not only the people who ask the question, but even l'halacha. Number one, there are some Rishonim who answer the question by saying, in a chanami, this would be true, except that mitzvah b'aveira is only a din d'rabbanan. Tosfos said the third example is sukkah, of course. Gemara has a limud in sukkah, and avtesa min aleph, that l'cha v'lo hagzula. So Tosfos there also, and avtesa min aleph, asks the question, how could it be that we need a limud l'chav v'lo hagzula for sukkah? What about mitzvah haba v'aveira? So sukkah, Ashera, and tevel became a very big became a focal point for discussions of mitzvah haba v'aveira, as in a few other cases which I'll just mention briefly. So the Bali Tosis in some places in Tesamid Aleph, and the Ramban has his Deya in Psachim Lamed Hay as well, say, because mitzvah b'aveira is only a din d'rabbanan. That's why we know the limud. But in Rachanami, in terms of what we define as mitzvah b'aveira, Ashera might be included, Tevel might be included, Sukkah might be included. The idea that mitzvah b'aveira is only d'rabbanan is conceptually equivalent to the Bala Mor, who says it's d'oraisa, but we don't paskin that way. Okay. Leaves you with the same idea, but okay. Tosfos themselves say, it sounds like we have psukim, it sounds like the Gemara is very serious about mitzvah b'aveira. It's hard to believe that it's only drabbanan, but there are a group of Rishonim who think it's drabbanan, or like the Bala Mor, who think that we don't paskin that way at all. But if we think it's d'oraisa, and by the way, the contrast to thinking that it's drabbanan is the line in the one of the lines in the Ramban and Sukkah, in contrast to the Bala Mor, who says, and by the way, even if we don't have a pasuk for it, because you can prove to me that the psukim are all used up for other things, he said, in my opinion, mitzvah b'aveira is daraisa, says the Ramban. Anybody have it open? It's daraisa, and even misvara would be daraisa. That's the line of the Ramban. Anybody have it? In Sukkah. Am I the only one who has Ramban in Sukkah? If I can find it, Mikomakam b'may dar mitzvah b'aveira lav mitzvah he kvasay kaimelon dinami leislay mehay kra misvara yislay. So the Ramban says you don't even need a pasuk. I mean, there are Rishonim who say there are psukim and it's all asmachta. Ramban says nah, mitzvah b'aveira, such an important yisod, even if it was a svar bialma, it would be true. Okay. So what's the problem with Tevel, and what's the problem with Asherah, and what's the problem with sukkah? Why do we need other limudim for them? Oh. So there are, as I say, advocates, not only the people who ask the question and come to the conclusion that that's according to the mandamar mitzvah bava yeres rabbanan, or we hold the mitzvah yeres rabbanan, even actual rishonim, Rabbeinu Chananel and Rambam and Pirush Mishnayos say that matzah, that asherah is midin mitzvah bava avera. The as for Tevel, the Rambam paskins that matzah shel Tevel is disqualified for matzah. So that seems to be fine. That's like the Mishnah and the Gemara. Except that the Ramban points out correctly that the Ramban, that here the Rambam should have paskined against the Gemara and the Mishnah. Why? Because the Gemara seems to link it to the issue of Iser Chal al Iser, or Ein Iser Chal Iser. And the Rambam holds that Iser is Chal Iser, but Iser Kolel, and Iser Mosif. Again, I'm not going to go into these topics, but this is the way it is. This is the background. So the Ramban in Psachim on Lamed Hey asks the question. Ramban says, in my opinion, even though the Mishnah and Gemara say matzah shel tevel cannot be used, it could, the halakha, because it's an iser kolel, and iser's chal al iser. Aye, what about mitzvah b'aveira? So that's why the Ramban works hard there to give different, he gives two or three different answers why it's not a case of mitzvah b'aveira. And he says, the halakha, I paskin, not that you should, chas v'shalom, but that if you did eat tevel for your matzah shel mitzvah, according to the Ramban, you would be mekayim the mitzvah. But the Rambam, who like the Ramban, takes the view that iser chal iser b'iser kol b'iser mosif, and therefore, according to the Bavli, should have come to the conclusion that matzah shel tevel is kasher lePesach. If you look at the Rambam in Perek Vav Halacha Zayin, Avichas Chametz Matzah, the Rambam says that matzah shel tevel is asur. Can't use it. No, we know it's awesome. You can't use it for Pesach, for mitzvah matzah. So all the Nosei Kelim there ask against the Rambam, why not? According to the Bavli, he should have paskined against the Mishnah and the Gemara based on his psakim in other places. So actually, in Pirush Mishnayos, in Nedarim and Daf Yud Ches, the Rambam mentions that matzah shel tevel cannot be used, and he says it's an example of mitzvah b'aveira. In Yad HaChazaka, it doesn't really seem so simple. There, the Rambam has a different formula. Actually, I spoke about this, I think, last year, before Pesach? Yeah. Where the Rambam has a different formulation. There he talks about the connection, dvarim, things that you cannot use for Birchas HaMazon, you cannot use, well, he mentions gozel there as well. Also doesn't work, sounds like, it's hard to know. He says gozel, he says tevel. He says, the rule is, Zaklal, anything you can't use for Birchas HaMazon, you can't use for matzah. So there are those on the Alatar, the Ramach and others, who understand that what the Rambam is saying is mitzvah b'aveira. And it's like what he says in Pirush Mishnayos. Personally, what I suggested last year was I thought something else. I thought that he holds that matzah is a kiyum in Hoda'ah, and he means it. Depends on Birchas HaMazon, literally. Okay, I think that's connected to various other issues. Not our issue for the moment. Okay. My point I'm trying to make is the two questions that Tosas asks about a Tevel and Asherah, and the other question that Tosas asks in Daf Tes and Aleph about Sukkah, there are those who really think it is Mitzvah Baveira, and there are those who really think not. If not, why not? So there are several answers given. Tosas here on Lamed Amud Aleph is one very important one. In Tomar, the Kamanda Pasino, Lul Shal Sher, Vishalin Ridachas, the Michta Chira Tepit, Vishamitza Baba Vera, so my Sharina de Lava Sher de Moshe, Yishlomar, the Lodomi Legezel, the Machmas Avera Sagezel, Ba'a Hamitzva, Shayotsebo, Avalhani, Atu Machmas Avera, Shanazisbo, Minothic Bay. So this is what Tosa says. Tosa says, when it comes to an Ashera, so good, it's a chefza shel avodah zarah. It is. The stigma certainly remains. However, the fact that it is an asherah has absolutely nothing to do with making it available or being machshirit for the mitzvah. It doesn't contribute, the avera doesn't contribute to the, or enable or facilitate the, or the mitzvah kihuzeh. That's not a mitzvah above avera. A mitzvah above avera is something like gezel, where there's contribution. Now, if we only had that line in Tosis, only that Tosis to consider, only that line, we would say, what is mitzvah bab aveira? The contribution of a mitzvah to an aveira. I'm sorry?
Yeah.
The contribution of an aveira to a mitzvah. I'm sorry. The contribution of an aveira to a mitzvah, and we would say that maybe even karka she'en an exeles sukkah, as long as there's a ma'isa aveira, might have been included. The problem is that we don't have this Tosis in isolation. Even the continuation of Tosis is not so simple. Tosis continues here to ask from Tevel. Number one, he acknowledges Mir Yes Farm de Garcino the Kamana Masis and Desuk Shall Share my Tamishab Mitzvah Bavera. Begirsum Shubeshasi, El Tamish and Vichte Churi. Then he asks, Wumiu Tema, the Perakal Shah, In Yotzi de Matzah Betevel, Madarish Mikra, Tapekle Mishu Mitzvah Bavera, the Kalkali Servant of Ike de Matzah. And he doesn't give an answer. Again, other Rishonim give answers for it. So some of the Achronim Alatar, I think, I haven't checked it in a while, but in the back, you look at the Marsha, the Maram, some of them are bothered by this. They say, well, in light of what he just said, isn't that the answer? It isn't, it isn't. Does Tevel contribute to Matzah in the same way that Gezel contributes to the Dalam Minim? No. It also isn't as completely irrelevant as Asherah. It's hard to know whether these 2 points in Tosis, whether this Tosis has to be, you know, one continuation. What do I mean? Without Gezel, you wouldn't have the Chayfetz. You wouldn't have the Chayfetz. So it's your ill-gotten gain. In the case of Tevel, the question is whether you're mafrish or not mafrish. You wouldn't say you only have this matzah to eat because you weren't mafrish on it. On the other hand, it's not, in that sense, it's not like Gezel at all. The words used for Gezel do not superficially apply, obviously, to Tevel. On the other hand, it's not Asherah. Asherah, the fact that it's a Chefta Shel Asherah is totally irrelevant. You're not enhancing the Avera during the Zmana Mitzvah. It's not that the Mitzvah comes at the expense of an Avera. The Avera is done already. It's only a Chefta Shel Avera, stigma, nothing more. In the case of Tevel, just 1 second, you have this Tevel on your table. The only way to use it, L'shei Mitzvah, is to violate the Avera. Right now it's a Chefta Shel Iser. You're going to have to do a Ma'is Avera. I guess if this was the only matzah in the world, you know, or if this is the matzah that you particularly want to use for the Mitzvah, the only way to do it, the only way to use it, is also to violate the Avera. In that sense, it's more than... So there are some Achronim who answer the question and say, well, I mean, that's included in what Tosa said, even if it's not so obvious. And there are others who think that maybe it's not so consistent. Yeah?
Yeah, I mean, the question is, what does Machas mean? If you assume the Machas means that it enables, then you have a problem. But Tosa could mean by Machas, I mean, it's apparent that he does mean by Machas. It's not necessarily that it enabled it, that I wouldn't be able to fulfill without the Avera, just that I did the mitzvah via an Avera.
Right. So that's what we have to figure out. Right.
That's
but that's totally different.
No. Meaning the question is, what does he mean when he says, you know, machmas Avera, ba mitzvah? Does that mean
here it's via an Avera, where you actually do them at the same time, too. One would have thought that the issue of Tevel...
You're doing an Avera to fulfill a mitzvah. So it doesn't have to be that you had to do
doing an Avera to fulfill a mitzvah is still different than... this is a mitzvah which couldn't have come about without this Avera.
Right, so saying the question is how do you interpret Machmas Avera?
Right, exactly.
Does that mean does it had to be, so, it had to be that you did the Avera in order to fulfill the mitzvah, or that, no, just that you did the Avera, the mitzvah through an Avera?
Are you saying anything different than what we just said?
It's not like a difficulty to adjust, it's just a question of what does Machmas mean?
Which I think is just another way of saying, if you just had the words Machmas, you wouldn't have applied it to Tevel. The fact that Tosis then brings in Tevel means that we have to rethink what the words machmas mean. That's all. I don't think you're saying anything different. Yeah.
There's still a bit of a question. That in what sense is the gezel the after the mitzvah's lulav? After all, you could just as well have been yotzer with a lulav shaul on Yom Tov Sheni.
Well, who said we're talking about Yom Tov Sheni?
The whole idea of Tosis.
No, I don't know. I mean, all I'm saying is this is the. You'll say you don't have a shaul, right?
Well, meaning that if the idea is to be after the
cube of mitzvah. All I'm saying is there.
The kinyan itself, the kinyan exela, are not necessarily.
Well, the point is that you wouldn't have this lulav to use for the dalad minim if it weren't, if you didn't get it, but it's an ill-gotten gain.
A
teva.
The kinyanim are necessary for the yotz of the mitzvah, then that I understand. But in this case, the gzeil itself was not actually necessary.
I don't know, why not?
Because you could just as well have been...
With another chayfetz. No, you could, with another chayfetz.
No, the same chayfetz. You could go down the stairs and meet shorosh l'midas. There wouldn't be no kinyan gzeil, and therefore...
But you didn't. I mean, I don't understand. First of all, I don't know. Shorosh l'midas is a gazlan, so I don't know what exactly we're hearing. According to the writing. Okay. I mean, the point is that you listen. We're not suggesting that you can't do the mitzvah without the gzeila. We're saying that you can't do the mitzvah with this object as it is, without it. The point is that in tevel you could be mafresh.
But it's really just like the matzah.
It's really like.
That's really like a matzah.
No, it's not. There's a huge difference in the case of matzah. You haven't have a chayfetz. There's no aveira that's been done. The only, as we said, it's only that the maisa mitzvah is going to be through a maisa aveira, or it's going to cause a maisa aveira, or the maisa mitzvah in this case can only be done b'derech aveira when you do it. But you could always be mafresh. You could use this chayfetz for the mitzvah's matzah. Just by being mafresh trauma.
So we're talking about the lulav once you were gozalith, as opposed to before you were gozalith.
The lulav before you were gozalith? Every lulav a gozal is a lulav after you were gozalith. Okay. The point is just, again, I don't think it's so complicated. Tosus has a formulation here which would have implied, and which for some halachos could imply, that the mechayiv of mitzvah baba vera is what I called ill-gotten gains. You can't use ill-gotten gains to perform a mitzvah. If that enables you to perform the mitzvah with this particular chefza is an aveira, just one more second, that's called a mitzvah above aveira. On the surface, I would not have put that together with matzah shel tevel. The formulation that Tosus uses here could stand for geza. The truth is, let's step back for a moment also. In the Bavli, I think we've said this already, but it bears repeating. In the Bavli, there are only four cases of mitzvah baba aveira. Okay. And the two that are together are karban and lulav. The other two are, again, the case in brachos about shichur eved, tfila, and brachos. Right? The brachos case of tzadi dalid, of ein zeh mevarech ela minatz. In all four cases, those are the four mitzvos. We're not sure whether or not those four are four, right? The brachos case may be a dichuya bialma or a special din in ein zeh mevarech ela minatz, as we already know in the Rishonim. Might not be anything to do with the last. The halacha of olam b'em savodu and shichur eved also may be really a different sugya. Okay. Without going into why right now, it may be a completely different sugya. Okay. That's the evidence of the Bavli, which mitzvos are included. So it's possible for only, and the Rishonim will say it, only karban v'lulav. By the same token, just one more second, the only averas that are mitzvah above avera in the Bavli, even if you take all four, well, if you don't take the brachos case, right, which may be different, is geza. One could have said that mitzvah above avera is limited to gezeila. And indeed, that's how some people read Yerushalmi. Yerushalmi in the 13th parak of Shabbos asks the question. The Mishnah there says that a korea b'chamaso b'Shabbos, Mishnah discusses whether you're chayv, whether you're patur. From Hilchos Shabbos point of view, is it a malach shenitzricha legufa? So on, we discussed it a couple years ago. So the Yerushalmi asks the question, well, why would this, it seems like it works for the kriyas avelos. Why wouldn't you say it's a mitzvah haba ba'aveira? Right? So the Yerushalmi there has a famous line that all Acharonim speak about. I photostat a copy of it. It's also the Yerushalmi in the end of, towards the end of Challah, and in Sukkah, a few places. Yerushalmi says, just one second. What?
It looks like it's on the back of the second sheet from the bottom.
Second sheet from the bottom. Wow. Yeah. Okay. Good. Correct. Matzah gzula ini yotzah by dechavasa bePesach. Amarlun tamon gufa avera, bramhacha hu avar avera. That's the famous Yerushalmi. Taman gufa beira, that's matzah gzula. Bramhacha, hu avar aveira. This is a classic gnomic line of the Yerushalmi. What does it really mean? Everybody interprets
whatever
it differently.
You say, whatever you want.
Kacha niomer, not anything you wanted, but obviously it can mean more than one thing. Kacha niomer, hotzi matzah, reshus hayachad, reshus harabim, this is a reductio ad absurdum. What are you going to say? If a person does hotzah on a matzah, reshus hayachad, reshus harabim, any yotzei v'edecha vasa v'pesach, you can't use it for a matzah shel mitzvah because you did an Easter malacha Shabbos. That's the Yerushalmi. By the way, the Yerushalmi then goes on to say, which is very, very important, Tani, this part is in Chala, Matzah Gzula Asa Levarech Alei, okay, Omer Av Hoshi Al Shem Botzeh Berech Nietz Hashem, and then the Yerushalmi says, Omer Av Yonah Hadadat Omar B'tchila B'sof Lo Domi Muchayev Lo. That I'm not going to get into. Actually, in the summer I had a chance to speak about that line, but I'm not going to speak about that now. But then the Yerushalmi concludes as follows, very telling. Rabbi Yona Amar, Ein Aveira Mitzvah. Rabbi Yosa Amar, Ein Mitzvah Aveira. Om Rabbi Ila, Ela Mitzvos. Im Asiyasan Ki Mitzvasan Ein? Mitzvos. Im Lav, Ein An Mitzvos. It sounds like there are three formulations in Yerushalmi, and it's not clear whether they argue or whether they're agreeing about what Mitzvah of Aveira is really about. Is it Ein Aveira Mitzvah? Which seems to like the focus is an Aveira cannot be used to perform a mitzvah? Or is it ein mitzvah aveira? A mitzvah cannot be the basis for an aveira. This is particularly important for us because in our little sugya here, we have all these formulations. Rabbi La, it depends. Im asiyasan ki mitzvasan, ein mitzvos. It depends on the maisa, not on the chepza, or the contribution, but im lab ein a mitzvos. The question is whether asiyasan ki mitzvasan, although what does that mean? So it seems to be three formulations trying to pinpoint what exactly mitzvah b'aveira is all about. Okay, so my point is as follows. In the first line in the Tosis, which says, basically saying, Ashera is not a mitzvah b'aveira. Gezel is a mitzvah b'aveira because machmas agzela, you have access to the chafetz shel mitzvah, or to this particular mitzvah. All I'm saying is, when the Tosis then asks from Tabel, which is why if you look at the Achronim in Sukkah, you'll see, they said, well, what do you mean? It's not the same. You just gave an answer. And then they discuss whether or not the end of Tosis is operating with the beginning of Tosis. The way Tosis were put together, it's hard to know. All my point is, either we have to conclude that we're talking about different ideas here, and maybe there are two aspects of mitzvah b'aveira. One is, when you couldn't do the mitzvah if it wasn't for the aveira, and then there's something else, which is, the performance of a mitzvah b'derech aveira, or that's what Tosis meant originally. But if that's what Tosis meant originally, then in general we have to ask the question: what is the criterion for mitzvah aveira? How much are we going to readjust this machmas definition? And that brings us back to what I started with, which is, one perspective will be the contribution of an aveira to a mitzvah. But even then, one could say anything, or it has to be nikar in some way. Okay. Tosis's formulation, but the question is, under what conditions? Certainly asherah would be out of the picture. Okay. Whether tevel really qualifies, I think, is questionable. Whether yish or shinu rishus and shinu maisa and shinu hashem, does that qualify? It's a question, or does it have to be a dayan nikar that this is where it came from? You have to be reminded by it when you look at it. That would be a question, if you take this perspective. Let's say, maybe Balamor, if you go further than the Balamor. Let's say you say even Karkain and Exelis, but nonetheless, the Rishonim will say that. Hashlama and others, Meiri, I say, Chuvas or Zerua. Where do you draw the line if it's the enabling idea? Okay. The second possibility is, it's not about the enabling, it's about a Chefza Shel Aveira. Now, if it's about a Chefza Shel Aveira, that wouldn't work well for that line of Machmas and Tosis, we'll get back to that in a second. But that would work well for Asherah. Those who believe that Asherah is a mitzvah of Averah. There's definitely no contribution, the Averah, to the mitzvah, or the mitzvah to the Averah. But you have a chefza shel Averah being used in a mitzvah. The stigma of Asherah is clear. What about Tevel in that context? So the Rav used to say that, in general, this idea of chefza shel Averah, that was, the Rav liked that for mitzvah of Averah, and I think he used to say it in the name of Reb Chaim. That's how Reb Chaim understood the Yerushalmi. Reb Chaim asked the question, what about Korea b'chamaso? Right? That should be a problem of mitzvah of Averah. Reb Chaim answered, Bram, that says, Hochsam, again, how does it go? Taman gufa avera. Bram hacha hu avar avera. Okay. So the way that that Reb Chaim read the Yerushalmi, if you look at the Nosa Kelim here, the Pnei Moshe and the Karbadeh, some of them suggest this as well, and others suggest other things. So Reb Chaim thought that this is exactly what the Yerushalmi is saying. Yerushalmi is saying, a maisa avera, b'shas maisa mitzvah, that's not a mitzvah of avera. A chefza shel avera, being used for a mitzvah, that's a mitzvah of avera. That's Bram, that's hacha taman gufa avera. Gufa avera means chefza shel avera. Bram hacha hu avar avera. It's an avera sagavra, but it doesn't inhere in the chefza shel mitzvah. If you have korea b'chamaso, you did a maisa kriya b'shabbos. Does the maisa avera inhere in the chefza? So you say, oh, it can't be a kriya b'chamaso. It can't be kriya for avelos. Of course not. You can't tell if you look at the mitzvah. It's not just a question of not telling. There's no chalos in the chefza. It's a maisa avera b'gavra. There are others who interpret the Yerushalmi differently. They say, listen, Shabbos is an Iser Zman. If you did the same thing during the week, it wouldn't be a problem. The real chiluk is the Iser of Shabbos and the Iser of Gzela. And the way to read Yerushalmi is like this. Taman gufa avera. Gzela is an intrinsic avera. Bramhacha huavar avera. There's a mais avera begavra in the sense that it's not an intrinsic avera. It's an avera of time. If you did a b'chol, it wouldn't be an avera. It's a coincidence of time. Gzela is always an avera. Which averas are subject to mitzvah? Bab avera? An intrinsic avera, not an avera shel zman. You might say Shabbos is an avera shel zman. Shabbos is chalos Shabbos. It's a different reality. Right? Very nice idea. I'm just telling you how the Yerushalmi is sometimes interpreted. What's the continuation? Either way, the continuation is fine. You take matzah and you walk in Rishus HaRabim, that doesn't disqualify it for matzah shel mitzvah. It doesn't adhere in the chepta, one second, and it's also not an intrinsic ma'is avera. Yeah.
Shmuel, I like it, actually reads that line of the Yerushalmi as a statement. That
that it would work? That it would be a mitzvah of avera. Okay. It's clearly meant as a reductio ad absurdum. Now, what about Tevel? Just one more second. What about Tevel? So the Rav used to say, Nimrab Chaim, based on this Yerushalmi, Tevel is also not a mitzvah of avera. Why? Because Tevel is a chefta shel iser. We're going to stop for one more minute. We'll have to finish with this on Sunday. Tevel is a chefta shel iser, but it's not a chefta shel avera. That's true. You haven't done any Easter when you have this tevel on your plate. Until you bite into it.
It's like chadash.
Like chadash. Or maybe not like chadash. Dover Shesh Shal Matira. So, basically, it's a chefta shel Easter, not a chefta shel Avera. Gozel is a chefta shel Avera. Asherah is a chefta shel Avera. Tevel is a chefta shel iser. The problem with this in the Rambam, it doesn't work well at all. The Rambam actually is a very, very difficult shita, I think I mentioned earlier. In Pirshei Mishnayos, Asherah, Tevel, these are mitzvah b'averas for the Rambam. In Yana Chazaka, the only mitzvah b'averas that we know of, actually, are in Hilchos Isurei Mitzvah. The only ones that are explicit. Again, they're Mepharshim, we read in the Rambam, In I mentioned already Nilchus Matzah, Perek Vav Alach Hazayin, Nilchus Lulav, Perek Zayin Alach Hazayin. The Rambam says there that if you violate Bal Tosif by bringing too many minim, two Girsos in the Rambam, but assuming that the right Girsa is Lo Yatza, So the question, the Ravid asks, why lo yatsa? You should violate Bal Tosef and you should be yotze, because hai luchu dekai, v'hai luchu dekai. So there are some who suggest for the Rambam that maybe that's mitzvah baba beira, because the Bal Tosef couldn't have existed if it wasn't a mitzvah, and the mitzvah couldn't take place without the Bal Tosef. So the confluence of the two is mitzvah baba beira. But the Rambam doesn't say it there, he doesn't say it in matzah, he doesn't say it in sukkah. In sukkah, there are mefarshim clash whether or not he holds or doesn't hold mitzvah baba beira. He holds it. Definitely there's no Isar Yom Tov Sheni. Is that because he holds mitzvah baba beira is not, even though it is asur and it does apply, but it's not possible Yom Tov Sheni? Or he just doesn't believe in mitzvah baba beira, general or in this case? The only time the Rambam is explicit about mitzvah baba beira in Yad HaChazaka is in Isur Mizbeach, and even then it's not in Gozel. I don't know the answer to this, I know the problem. In Gozel, we know the Rambam. That's Perek Hei Halacha Zayin. That sounds like it's a limud in its own right. It's Perek Hei Halacha Tes, when he talks about Tevel and Orla for a korban. There he talks, and there only he talks, about Mitzvah Baba Veil in Yad HaChazaka. Strange. Okay, so getting back to the main point, with this we'll just conclude. So how does Rabbeinu Tam fit in? Does Rabbeinu Tam have to fit into the... All I'm trying to show now is this following. Tosin Sukkah, the first line, taken out of context, or if that's all that Tosis had said, I would have read it one way. Not just me, some of the Achronim who are bothered by the continuation. The words might have led in one direction. In light of the continuation, we may have to refine our understanding of what that means. Okay, if you want to say vaya, you could say a number, you could refine it in many ways. It may no longer mean, it may be an exclusion of Asherah more than it is a statement defining mitzvah baba veira. What do I mean by that? In other words, it could be that Asherah is a cheftza shel aveira, but it's a cheftza shel aveira which has no relevance to the mitzvah. Maybe to be a psul cheftza shel aveira, you need relevance to the mitzvah. Maybe Tosis is not telling us the whole story. Tosis is saying, yeah, Asherah qualifies, except it's lacking in this. That's once Tosis already doesn't, that line in Tosis isn't a complete statement of mitzvah baba veira, we have to know how to qualify it and what it's referring to. So just to put it in context now, this will conclude for today, Rabbeinu Tam said what he said. He said that we have Yush Kedi Lo Kani. You have Yishkedi Kani, nonetheless, you can have a mitzvah baba aveira. Now, certainly, there is no aveira b'shas mitzvah, there's no mitzvah b'shas aveira. It's all done and finished. There's no chiyuv hashava. Right? It's not much different than sukkah, hagzula, b'karken, nigzeles, except in one point. And that is, there's a shame gozel b'cheftza, which there is not in sukkah gzula. If you hold karkein and exalts. So now the point is, for Rabbeinu Tam, is it based, I think the simple pshat in Rabbeinu Tam is, Rabbeinu Tam is saying, a cheftza shel aveira creates mitzvah baba aveira, like the Rav wanted to read the Yerushalmi, and so on. And that's why sukkah, because karkein and exalts, is not subject to mitzvah baba aveira. Indeed, that's what the Ravid seems to say. If you look at the Ravid in his Asaga on the Baal Amor, the Ravid says the Baal Amor is wrong. Why is the Baal Amor wrong? He says, bring Rayas from Karka. He brings in Karka. Baal Amor himself is innocent of the Karka charge. So, one second. But the language of the Ravid is important. The Ravid says, Omer Avamenu Klum, the Lagabi Avankri like Avera, Lagabi Sukanami, Kivin the Karka, Ain Exeles, Ain Ela Shula Bialma, the Breshusa de Barakaima, the Ain Aleha, the Mitzvos, Shame Gazula, Ukra Kosa, the Hevesem Gozul, the Ain Zug Zula, the Hekud Gozul Eitzunami, Ain Ala Eitzim Halalu, Achshav, Shame Gazulin, referring to Hefker Bez and Hefker. Presumably has to say the same thing about Yush. About Shini Maisa, Shini Hashem. So the Ravid says, What you need is a shame gozel. And Rabbeinu Tam may hold that way as well, just that Rabbeinu Tam holds that Yush Kedi Kani gives you a shame gozel. I said, what do you do with the other the previous Tosas? So either Rabbeinu Tam is not operating with Machmas, but with shame gozel Bechevtza. Or, again, you can't read that line as a standalone explanation. Maybe this is the Rabbeinu Tam would say, listen, what would I do with Asherah? Rabbeinu Tam would agree that Asherah is mitzvah b'aveira, like gozel? Maybe. Or Rabbeinu Tam will tell you, gozel is a chefta shel aveira, which undermines a mitzvah, because it's a chefta shel aveira which is relevant to the mitzvah. Meaning it's the aveira itself also facilitates, and that's mitzarev, this chefta shel aveira to this maisa mitzvah. But Asherah is a chefza shel aveira, and you are using it coincidentally l'maisa mitzvah. But it's not a chefza shel aveira l'inyan ha-mitzvah. That's how Rabbeinu Tam would explain, and that's the meaning of the previous Tosas. Or even Rabbeinu Tam agrees that it's about facilitating. Just Rabbeinu Tam will say there's a difference between facilitating where it's nikar and facilitating where it's not. Now, basically what I'm suggesting is that there has to be an adjustment in Rabbeinu Tam in one direction or another. On one side you have Asherah, on the other side you have Karkein and Nigzelis, essentially. And you have to make an adjustment on one side. Either Rabbeinu Tam holds, and this is what I think he really holds, Cheftza Shel Aveira, but a relevant Cheftza Shel Aveira to exclude Asherah, coincidental, which is coincidental in every way, or he holds anything that contributes to the mitzvah, but something that contributes not based on past history, but that is present and contributes. Rabbeinu Tam. The Ri, who disagrees with Rabbeinu Tam, right, in general could say one of two things. Number one, the Ri disagrees with Rabbeinu Tam because he thinks that even Yirsh, there's no shame gozel. Then there's just nothing to talk about, because even had Rabbeinu Tam held that way, there wouldn't have been a problem. That's very possible, that's very conceivable. After all, he does compare to Shinui Maisa, Shinui Hashem. He's just saying, Yirsh Kedikani, there's no shame gozel anymore. So it's like Asherah. Or, but in Ochanami, had it been, the fact that the Kinyan itself is finished and there's no confluence of Maisa Gzela or Maisa Mitzvah, B'Shas Aveira, that wouldn't bother the Ri. The only reason that he requires Maisa Mitzvah, Maisa Aveira, confluence, convergence, which he does, he too has a Machmas, although the Machmas in the Ri, in the all three printed Tosas, seems to be in the opposite direction of the first Tosas. Right? It is where the Mitzvah completes the Aveira, not where the Aveira contributes to the Mitzvah. Is that a different formulation or not? That's really what I'm trying to get to. So it could be that we'll say that the Ri also holds Chefta Shel Aveira. But Gozel, Yish Kedikani, is not a Chefta Shel Aveira, not a Chefta Shel Gzela anymore. What makes something a Chefta Shel Gzela? When it's staring you in the face. So whether it's Machmas this way or Machmas that way, it doesn't really matter. It's the presence of the Aveira in the context of doing the mitzvah that is the psul. And maybe it can go in either way. Or, the Ri says, listen, it's a din of machmas. But maybe the old machmas, or any machmas, either doesn't exist, like we said, past history. If not for the nikar, it's not called a machmas. Or maybe you need more than machmas. Maybe there really has to be some sort of convergence in the actual maisa vera, maisa mitzvah. Maybe that's part of the mechayev. Like the ritva. It seems clearly to believe that it isn't enough that you have a nikar presence of the mitzvah and the aveira and the mitzvah. But this is really about the not just the way back contribution, but the convergence in the maisa or in the kima mitzvah or in the aveira itself. Okay, so we're going to stop here. I'm just going to finish up the formulations and a few other examples of mitzvah and aveira next time. Mostly on Sunday, we're going to have 11:15. We want to also finish off Mishkavo HaGazel, Mishkavo HaGazel and Karbon HaVlo HaGazel and whatever else I gave you, and then we'll start with Nishtarish and Nishana Bechet.
I'm
sorry, do we?
Why do we have
to? We don't. I said one possibility is we don't. I'm saying if you want to, you can.
Also, can we say that Matthew